Good morning. With us on the line, as he is each Thursday, is Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. And it's always good to talk to you, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Let's move a little bit away from some of the political news and maybe some of the sadder news we've been hearing in the last couple of weeks. And it is baseball season, and it's induction weekend in Cooperstown.
Yes, sir. Induction will be Sunday afternoon at 1:30 here in Cooperstown, and we've got two players coming in, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza. And interesting contrast in a story in this week's paper. Ken Griffey Jr. was the first round draft pick in 87 by the Mariners, and that's the highest ever draft pick to make it into the Hall. He's ahead of Reggie Jackson, who was the second round draft pick. Now, on the other end, we've got Mike Piazza. He was the 62nd draft pick in 1988 for the LA Dodgers, and that's the lowest ever. So we've got the highest ever and the lowest ever. John Smoltz, who was inducted last year, was picked in the 22nd round. Now, these days, they don't even have 62 rounds anymore. So Piazza, it's likely he will be the lowest draft pick ever in the Hall. And so I'm looking forward to the speeches Sunday afternoon to see how these fellows reflect on very, very different careers. And there's lots of other stuff going on. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. So, of course, Sunday morning, the Mets fans will get up, see the sun, hop in their cars. And so I think we're going to have a pretty good crowd. Another highlight that I like in particular is the Parade of Legends on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, when all of the attending Hall of Famers, and they're going to be something like 54 who are going to be in town this weekend, get paraded down Main Street in the back of fancy Ford pickup trucks. So Hank Aaron will be there, Carlton Fisk will be there, and so it's a really good opportunity to see these heroes of the game within a few steps away. So it should be, as usual, quite a weekend and a particularly interesting one.
And perhaps one of the biggest issues when it comes to this kind of a weekend is parking, right? I mean, you're right in downtown, and of course people have to find those spots, which become scarce on a weekend like this.
Well, you know, this is something that's been going on for 76 years now, and so it's pretty well figured out. There are satellite parking lots. The trolley system's been upgraded, so there'll be trolleys running back and forth. You know, as it is, the field where they have the induction is only, you know, maybe a 10-15 minute walk from the Hall of Fame itself. So it's a great way to see the town, have some fun, chat with your friends on the way, and you know, it's always a memorable time.
Any idea, Jim, how much of an economic infusion a weekend like this puts into Cooperstown?
It's always a big shot in the arm. And nowadays, with the youth baseball camps, there are more things going on up here during the summer, plus the Glimmerglass Opera, the museums, and so on. But the Hall of Fame weekend is the largest single weekend, economically speaking, of the year. In the old days, it used to be make or break. You know, happily, we've diversified somewhat. But, you know, merchants and people who sell newspapers, we're expecting to sell a few thousand more Freeman's Journals this weekend. Always look forward to the economic shot in the arm.
Well, Mets fans, Mariners fans, baseball fans, it's Hall of Fame induction weekend. This weekend is Cooperstown. We've been talking with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find this story and much more. Jim, thanks so much, and we look forward to a nice weekend.
Thanks, David. We'll talk to you in a week.